The minority in Parliament says it has strong evidence that the government, together with the Bank of Ghana, have illegally withdrawn monies from the Petroleum Stabilization Fund. The minority alleges that the first withdrawal of $177 million was made last month in violation of the Petroleum Revenue Management Act 815. At a media briefing yesterday on the true state of the economy, a member of the Finance Committee in Parliament, Dr. Mark Esibeyibwa, urged Parliament to investigate the issue. He asked the government and the Bank of Ghana to also come clean on the issue. We bring you a report by Antoinette Abba and Bella Ejakwa.
Dr. Esibeyibwa, who is also MP for New Jobbing South, noted that the minority will raise the issue of the withdrawal of monies from the Petroleum Stabilization Fund when Parliament resumes sitting. He said the issue must be tackled devoid of politics when the matter is raised.
We have possession of evidence that shows that the government, with the complicity of the Bank of Ghana, has in fact illegally utilized the Petroleum Stabilization Fund. The first withdrawal of $177 million was made in May 2014 in violation of the Petroleum Revenue Management Act, Act 815. We hereby strongly urge Parliament to investigate this issue, and we ask the government and the Bank of Ghana to come clean on this matter. In the meantime, the economy has to be managed prudently. The current problems are due to the mismanagement of the economy through fiscal and monetary indiscipline and wanton corruption by this NDC government.
Outlining a 7-point policy proposal that must be implemented as soon as possible to deal with the current crisis facing the economy.
Well, that was a report by Antoinette Abba and Bella Ejakwa. Meanwhile, outgoing Deputy Minister of Information and Media Relations, Murtala Mohammed, has challenged the MPP to provide its evidence on the alleged illegal withdrawal of monies by government from the Petroleum Stabilization Fund. Speaking on Radio Ghana's current affairs program Behind the News, Mr. Mohammed said he is not surprised that the MPP says it has evidence, especially as it is their stock in trade. He insisted that the general public await the proof of the alleged withdrawal.
Tell me when the MPP has ever failed from having evidence. They have evidence on every issue, but when they attack and challenge to provide the evidence, you see them running with their tails behind their backs. If you claim you have evidence and someone has engaged in something illegal, we don't live in a jungle. We live in a country that believes in rule of law. We live in a country that indeed has decided to shatter the path of democracy. They should take the appropriate steps to ensure that those who indeed violate certain laws of this country are dealt with. At any point in time, they may wild allegations. And you know why? The interest is not to prove the allegations they make. The interest is just to make wild allegations and then that allegation becomes true. Because their former national chairman made a public statement that when you lie and you keep on lying, people will tend to believe it. So I'm not surprised about some of the allegations they are making. I think it is one thing making allegations and it's another thing substantiating on the allegations that you make. And I think that that is where they have failed repeatedly. That they come make wild allegations out there and when they are asked to provide evidence supporting those allegations, you see them find it extremely difficult to even talk to speak to the issues. So I don't think that is an issue that I would want to debate so much. Right. They think that someone has violated the law. They should take the appropriate steps to ensure that those who violate the law are brought to book.
That was the Deputy Minister of Information and Media Relations, Murtala Mohammed.